This episode of Black Girls Laughing is sponsored by the Power of Broke Book Club and Mastermind. Come learn how empty pockets can inspire big dreams. It's free. Join the Power of Broke Book Club at BrittanyHines.com/Power of Broke. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Black Girls Laughing. This is real. Lemonade happened. I know you were there. I know your wig is still in many a pieces. But it's time for us to get down and celebrate everything that is Beyonce Knowles Carter. Are y'all ready for this?
No.
Girl, you better get ready. We about to get information today. Oof. I literally texted that today to the ladies of Black Girls Laughing. I say we have to get information. We're getting information at 5 o'clock so we can do this episode so it can be out here for our people. They are looking for it. They don't know what to feel. I still don't know what to feel. And it's been almost damn 24 hours and I'm still like trying to pick up the pieces. Where y'all at? All that noise, all that guy that can't speak right now. We got our friend Sebastian. You remember Sebastian?
Hi.
Thunderback Thursday.
Yes, episode 7. He's here. He's back.
Back to talk about B.
And I'm like, B, I'm here. Not the cool, not like the real cool version that just served us all life. No, but
I'm still recovering from Beyonce personally. It was just too much. I mean, we knew it was coming. We got a little warning, you know.
Yes, we did. Yeah, a week.
But no, we didn't know what to expect. Like, style-wise, we got Formation that was, you know, it was like, oh, you know, Afro. So, well, what do we want to call it? Not really Afro anything, but just like Bae and her blackness. So I didn't know what to expect. I was wildly excited. That's all I can say.
I was a late watcher because I do not have HBO. And then I got like 5,000 texts and honestly avoided social media all day today and all night last night because I was like, I don't want anyone to spoil it for me. And then one of my best friends, shout out to you, Jassie, texts me. Because, of course, like, we always talk to each other. Like, we're, like, Bae stands together. Like, he's my first stan friend. Was like, here's my HBO password. Watch it right now. So I literally just came from watching it. And I have a lot of feelings. And I started to write them down. And I'm excited to talk about them.
So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to talk about it.
Talk.
So this episode is completely different from our regular episodes. There's no John. I mean, this Beyonce is the number one John.
John.
The only John. The John forever. This is the only time when it's okay to call a woman a John.
Because she is it.
She
Queen
is it.
John.
Yes.
Some fresh squeeze Bae. I don't know. I really like that.
Today, we're going to go through this. We're going to talk about the special because the special is unique. But then we were also blessed immediately with the album. And so we're going to do a track by track talk through our new fave, Lemonade. And then this week, of course, we also lost an icon, the king. So we're going to do a special giggle, cackle, roar, slash throwback jam of the week. Yeah. Where we're going to talk about our favorite Prince songs. So get excited, kids. Y'all.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay. Well, let's go and talk about the Beyonce special.
You can start.
Okay, I just wasn't prepared. Like, we knew it was on HBO, so I knew it was going to be good. I knew she was partnered with HBO because she had done stuff with HBO in the past. And I knew she was going to be involved in, like, a producer role just because that's where she's going. And we saw, of course, the documentary she did was something completely different. It was a doc. But seeing her style, I was like, okay. And I think this kind of did have a similar style. Do you all remember how that started with, mm-hmm. like, the trees and the looking up? It was, like, mm-hmm. reminded me of, like, maybe her childhood, I'm guessing. Like, her running through as a child. Anyway. So, I didn't know what to expect. But when it started, the style was so different. It started with that song, and she was just singing, like, a note over and over again. I can't remember what it was.
Yes. Now. Yes. That she was just humming. One, it started at 9 o'clock. On HBO on April 23rd. I have HBO now. So there's a little bit of a delay. I was pissed. Because it took about a good like 3 minutes. For 3 minutes to get there. But still, I was on Twitter at the same time. And people are talking about this humming. It's making me making my wig move. And I was like, oh no. What does that mean? I can't hurry up. HBO, go. Finally, 3 minutes in. Almost about to die.
You know?
We were blessed.
Praise be.
When it first started, I actually wasn't very surprised stylistically. After watching Formation and like plus the doc and how it started, like she's going towards this darker, edgy, like with Beyonce, you just saw her kind of like, not even kind of, completely throw out the door the idea of whatever you thought she was. So like this visually like stunning, like creepy haunting thing. Like once you got, we got like a hint of that in her first visual album with like the haunting and like, you know, if I'm haunting you, you must be haunting me and kind of that feel. So when it started, I was like, I'm not that surprised.
And it was also just so rooted in Louisiana too.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, the moss, trees, the nature is only the nature that you're going to see from a very specific region. And that's New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love how Creole she is being with everything. Yes. It's just great.
She is living it. She's been spending time with Solange. Solange's like, you need to keep it real, girl. What have you been doing? Stop with the single ladies. Let's get real.
It's like she's been just staying at Solange's house, and they've just been chilling in New Orleans, taking in all of the culture, because there's just bits of that culture throughout it, in the sound of it. I mean, all of the costuming is just this classic Southern New Orleans Creole belle. You know, that was what those women were, and that's what those women represented.
Yeah.
But then also, like, and then also shows, like, the vast beauty of all those different women, too, because, like, no one was the same. Like, there were not, you know how a lot of background chicks can always look like just like carbon copies of each other? They all had unique styling from the multi textures and all of the hair. Just like, just hair. We can write a dissertation just on the hair. Because even Beyonce, Miss Smooth Press, you know, always slick hair, had so much texture, especially in those early early images too. You know, you got the cornrows, and then you have the next video, the next song right after, she's got that longer blonde weave that has so much texture in it that you could almost believe that that's how her hair is.
Almost,
but
yeah.
You know, you've also met Blue Ivy, so you know that's not true.
Right.
but you could see it being, it was a wavy look that looked more authentic to her, that was more connected to her blackness.
Yeah, she's owning it now. That's such a thing.
Yeah, I mean, the one clip that started with black women are the most, are like the least.
Oh, with the Malcolm X quote.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, this is black as hell.
Yes.
Girl.
It made me think of Sister Citizen, Melissa Harris Perry's book that really breaks down how black women are. For taking another quote, like the mule of the earth, you know, that we are the ones that are not regarded as human for the needs of everyone else. And she's like really laid in on that.
Yeah, she hammered that in, and I was like, whew, had to like pause, take a sip of water.
I'm happy the rest of the world can hear it, you know, that are not just black and also not just black women, even though it's good for them too, but the rest of the world needs to hear all her white fans listening, and they're like, what?
But I felt like she was talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this was the first time mean, from Formation, of course, but like, I felt like every choice was made for Black women to celebrate Black women, to celebrate all of the struggles of being a Black woman. But it was also inclusive to all women as well. I kept on thinking about Taylor Swift and her feminism.
White feminism?
Well, yes. Her feminism and like her girl squad. Like comparing what she did with all the different women that were featured in this video, and then compare that to the girl squad of Taylor Swift videos, and I'm like,
they're all models.
Yeah, you're all like, models. Yeah. You're not inclusive to all of the different types of women in the world. And this was like, this feminism that's rooted in my Black identity is also allowing everyone else to be a part of it too.
That's great.
I mean, that's the whole point of like intersectional feminism, mm-hmm. is that it should include everyone, and is very much rooted in being inclusive.
Yes. It's funny too, because everyone tries to exclude Beyonce from the conversation of, you know, feminism. Yet here she is, arms open wide, like, come in, people.
Join me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's messed up.
Just a lot of feelings.
Too many feelings. Serena Williams.
Listen.
I was like, thank you. I've always wanted to see her twerk for me. And you gave me my dream.
I was so surprised.
My fantasy.
I rewound it because I was like, wait.
I kept on going like, what? Is that her? No, I'm confused. I'm putting her face on that. Like, that's not her. That's just some fine bomb chick. That is not.
Oh, wait.
I got verification on the internet right now because Serena's like, yep, I'm in this. And I'm like, whoa.
I think it like made her life. I don't know how long they've been friends, but I remember, to take it way back, Destiny's Child performed 2005 at the ESPY Awards. And at the end of the performance, Serena came out, just did a little strut and like posed with them. You know how they did at the end of Lose My Breath?
Yeah.
And then like, turned around and like whipped her hair and walked away. And she looked so happy and so like, you know, just to be involved, because you know she's not a performer in that way. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw her in the video, I was like, and it continues 10 years later.
And but you know, also Serena did her own 7-Eleven video though. So like she's shown everyone that she is a.
You haven't seen that?
Get your life. Oh. We'll watch it after.
Oh my God. So good. It's like, so good.
Like, she is a performer. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I think about Serena as the most performative, like, solo sports star we have.
Oh, yeah.
Because she gets, like, with the, not costumes, but, like, what she wears, like, the uniforms that she wears out on the tennis court is very much like costumes. Oh, for sure. She is a vocal, full-bodied tennis player, and she's everything. Yeah. She's the king. She's the queen. She's the king. She's the queen. She's everything.
All of it. She is it.
Like Serena smirking and twerking. That dreams do come true. Thank you, bae. We've been extra blessed.
Even if you didn't even know that you wanted it, you got it. Yes. And you loved it. You were like, yes, please.
Give people what they don't know they want.
Can I get some seconds on this shit, please?
Mm-hmm. Is it also terrible when I rewound it and watched it? I was like, did Drake die? Because I died, so Drake had to die.
I feel like she was like looking into Drake's soul at times. She was looking into it. I was like, she was like, and this is something you don't have right now.
Boo. So that's our feelings on that.
So like any last thoughts on the visual things? I feel like we could go on for a while, but we've only seen it once. So
I'll just mention that I feel like, just because it was mentioned earlier, Beyonce, the fifth album, B5, I feel like that was, because you had kind of referenced like the similarities between, I feel like that was like her in college. She was like, okay, I've got it together now. This is more my style. And then she graduated, she lived real life. And then she was like,
this is her doctorate dissertation right now.
Right now. I mean, business. That's what she did.
PhD up in this.
Dropped it on us. School
yeah,
of life.
On so many things. She's got like a triple music, film, women's studies, Afro-American studies.
Creoles.
American study, that Creole studies.
Like you just studied, we learned. She taught We Learning.
Your husband cheating on you studies.
Oh, yes.
You better call Becky with the good hair studies. You better call
her. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and ashes to ashes, dust to side chicks.
Right?
I was like, yes, 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 yes. If someone's getting that tattooed on them right now.
Can I? Me. I'm getting a tattoo tomorrow. See y'all tomorrow.
My guy's on his way.
Okay, perf. Can he do me at the same time? Mm-hmm. Great.
All right. So I think that's us. That's how we were. That's those feelings. That's the HBO special.
Yeah. Now the album.
We are going to pop some bubbly because we are having a listening party.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah.
I may be young, but I'm ready.
We are so ready.
Amen. Woo! That was good. That was good.
Prosecco. So we are here. We are having our listening party. We just listened to the first track, Pray You Catch Me. Let's start this with a toast.
We are the Hive.
Cheers.
Yes, chin chin. What a strong start.
That's really strong. And you know what? The one thing that I love is, like, you see the title, right? So you might have your assumptions, you know, Pray You Catch Me. Like, you know, we think Beyonce, you think, oh, yeah, she's waiting for Jay-Z to catch her in his arms. Like, no. She's like, I pray I catch you whispering, and I pray you catch me listening. I was like, damn.
She went right for Jay-Z. Like, this is not a test. This is real. We are going right in.
Mm-hmm. And she came at him, and then she got to sound beautiful at the same time.
Yeah, it's
heavenly.
Gorgeous.
I liked, we talked about how I felt like I already knew the lyrics because it's very organic. Just like, oh, I already know this next line, and I've listened to this 1.5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really well written. It's like to the point, simple, but just
it's
real.
Only two verses. And, like, a very simple chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the strings. I love strings. So, the strings at the end, I was like, those strings, though, is, like, exactly what I wrote down.
It's funny. It was a very simple song as far as, like, you know, what was included. Her voice is about 75% of it, I think.
Yeah.
There's, like, piano and, like, some strings. And I think, like, a kick or a drum of some kind.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we should have also prefaced this that if you don't already know, Beyonce has writing and producing credits on every single song on this album, which is new. And as we said, it's growth. And she put her foot into this, which makes it even that much better.
It's funny because I remember seeing an interview with Beyonce probably, what year is it now, 2016? Probably like 8 years ago, where they were talking about, oh, would you make your own music? And she was like, oh, you know, I don't think that I can, I'm ready for that sort of thing. She goes, I go to other people because they're better at it. And that's what she said. And now you see her moving forward and she's like, nah.
She's there. She can do it. Mm-hmm. She is just as good.
Yeah. Everyone just has a different track. I hate when people compare her to, like, oh, well, you know, this person does everything, like that gentleman who won the Grammy.
Beck.
I didn't want to say his name.
Oh.
That gentleman that won the Grammy.
So he who won Grammy over Queen Bee, who may never make it to heaven. I don't know. I said may never. I don't know his life. But
Jesus still loves him.
But everyone compared him, you know, compared him Beyonce. And I thought that was so unfair. Everyone's journey is completely different. For all we know, by the end of her career, she's going to be doing it all by herself.
Especially with pop stars.
Yeah.
Someone that originated from a girl group that started when she was a baby. And not in the way of, I'm a musician, but I'm a performer. That's
exactly.
That's a very different track.
Right.
And then she had all the parts to be a great performer. And now she's taking the time to become a great artist and musician.
Here for it.
That's maturity right there.
Lit.
Girl.
Beautiful song.
Oh, the layers.
The harmony.
Oh.
Yeah.
The harmony is gorgeous. I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready for people to try to do all the harmonies in the new YouTube videos that are going to be out tomorrow with beautiful, beautiful mixed race children singing the song.
The only people I trust are her two young ladies. What are their names?
Those two little girls.
That she signed?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh,
what are their names?
Chloe or something.
Yes. And they're exactly what I was thinking of.
We trust you. But
yeah, we trust you. We trust everyone else.
No. Nah. I mean, yeah, there's going to be some bad guitar covers. All right.
Next song.
I think we're going to move on to the next.
Yeah. Okay, I said I would start this one screaming Karen O because I want to scream Karen O, but literally when this started and I heard her quoting Maps, I was like, oh my God, Karen O, yes, Beyonce, together. I was so excited. It's like two of my favorite things. I'm really giddy about it, and it just makes me really excited, and I just had to say that, okay, I'm calm now.
Hold up.
That is the song.
I thought I was just going to skip it all and be like, oh my God, it's so good.
I love this song.
So do I.
Especially with how it was introduced to me with it being that second video in Lemonade.
Yeah.
What she was wearing?
The yellow.
Yes. Oh. Just goddess.
And boobs.
It had a light on the song.
Were life.
And that baseball bat when she was
2016 is real.
The baseball bat, I was like,
yes.
I just love how she, like in the video especially, was just like, you know, just like walking around like it was gonna be a sweet day, and she was like, psych, motherfucker.
Smash. You know?
And she just looked like this like mythological creature. That dress was like fur, like it was like part of her body.
The texture was gorgeous because the texture matched the texture on her hair. That's how I noticed the texture in her hair off of the texture of the dress.
That's good.
And did we all see that the bat from the video is named Hot Sauce?
No.
She's got hot sauce
in her bag. Swag.
Holy.
I did not see that. I'm watch that again and like zoom in and do a still. Oh my God.
That sounds more like a threat now.
I knew I loved that line. Yeah, so
sorry, Hillary Clinton. Reason. You're wrong.
Yeah, you don't got hot sauce in your bag. I've had Tabasco sauce in my bag since the 90s.
Yeah, right after I told you all black people were super predators, I decided that hot sauce was great on everything. So, as a single person, I love the conversation of being jealous or crazy, and then feeling like she's being walked all over. So she's just gonna be crazy
as a married woman.
I know, but like different perspectives. Like this is like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I'm gonna pick this
as someone who's not a woman. I too relate. And in a non, like, you know, absorbing what is Beyonce way, but more of like, I know what you mean. Because I've been in relationships with people who will literally make me feel like I'm insane. I'm sure you all have too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it drives me crazy. And I feel like alone in that because it's like, oh, but you have a penis. So it can't be the same for you.
No.
And I'm like, no, I feel crazy.
Relationships are relationships.
Exactly. You know?
And thank you, B, for just, you know, B as in Beyonce. For doing that.
And then I liked that she picked the crazy. Like, personally. Like, I'm not just gonna sit here and be like, jealous or crazy. I've been feeling walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy.
Well, and then it's in response because it's true and it's made me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like your actions have made me crazy, and I'm gonna hold on to the crazy because that's just the truth that I live in right now.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
I'm crazy.
I'm going through it. This is the phase I'm in.
The hot sauce is coming out the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I love the horns. I was like, am I in New York right now? Like, every radio station is like... Bah, 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 bah. And when I first heard it, I remember first hearing it during one of her tours. I think it was the Mrs. Carter tour when Baby Boy came on. She would be like... Bah, 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 bah.
I mean, that's like, very much something that comes from the style of music. She's definitely, I mean, Diplo produced it, so it has that Diplo-ness to it.
Right.
But the right kind of Diplo-ness.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the good kind. And then, of course, you know, Soulja Boy's in there, and we're saying, what's up?
No, but it's just a great song. And I love how she articulates on a lot of these songs, especially this one. There's just certain words where she hits every letter, and it's like, Yeah, you slow it down for him, girl. Spell it out.
No, I mean, it's still all about Jay-Z.
Of course. Of course.
We are still in the thick of letting us all know the business.
Mm-hmm. First album he's not featured on, but every song's about.
About your ass.
Oh, it was so good. But let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself.
Mm.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. 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 This song's too good. Mm-hmm. Damn you. Yeah. Jack White.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Here for it.
And like, it's like too much. Like, I haven't heard this much guitar. So much, like, very much live sound. Like, I wish I was in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
To be a fly on the wall when they got to do this.
For the month it took them to record it, because you know, it took a while.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Jack White's pretty much a genius, so.
No, I'm sure. But I'm sure Beyonce was like, let's do this again. No, but it's wonderful. And I love Jack White. And after the only real collaboration I've seen with someone similar to Beyonce, in the same realm as Beyonce as a performer, was when he did that song with Alicia Keys.
Yep.
And I was not crazy about it. Nope. I was like, oh, I'm happy that you're friends, and like.
Yeah, I can't even remember what that song sounds like. Right. I know it happened, but what was it? No.
Exactly. And this is like, oh yes, and this is when it goes right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. It's just perfect.
Mm-hmm. And also, is it me, or do their voices sort of like, when the chorus starts and his voice comes in, at first I'm like,
you think it's the same
person?
Is this
the same? Yeah, I thought it was me.
They really work together to meld voice and mind and body.
Yeah.
Like, they the Illuminati might be real in this moment.
You know? It really works.
Like you said, Brie, very Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes, very rock and roll. I love, like, Beyonce just transcends genre very much in this album.
It's just jumping around.
And I love it.
Ooh.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's showing that she can do
whatever.
It all and make you love it all.
Yes.
I was saying that this is sort of like an introduction for her fan base that knows her from the beginning. So the people that are in Destiny's Child, Ride or Die, R&B type folk, this was their introduction to Jack White. Like, it takes a very, like, basic Jack White sound, like what you understand to be true when you say those words, and brings it to you perfectly. And they should just be friends. I want more songs. I want an album.
Right?
She'll do it.
They'll have like a little like mini album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
That drops like in the middle of the summer. Just
on Tidal. Only.
Yeah. Tidal only all day.
And then the lyrics.
Yes.
Mm.
I fucks with you until I realize I'm too much for you.
And you know I give you life.
Mm.
Haven't we all gone through this?
Yes.
Where we've recognized you ain't shit. You don't need this. I invented you now.
No.
You thought you invented me? You thought you gave me the voice you thought you gave to me? Oh, hell no. This is the rock and roll version of Listen.
It sure is.
When you play me, you play yourself.
Yo, yes.
You think you fucking win?
You don't love me enough.
Shoot.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and when you love me, you love God herself.
Ooh. I know that's right. And what's the other one? Give my ass a big kiss, boy. Because tonight I'm fucking up all your shit, boy.
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 It's just like, you got the first song, like the song before was a little bit of a fuck you. This was like, fuck, 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 fuck you.
Well, I love how we're talking about how all these songs are like, this is about Jay-Z. This is about Jay-Z. This one's like, at the end, you about to lose a wife. So it ain't. You can't even hint that, oh, maybe she's talking about, like, something else. She just throws that ring, and she's like, bye.
We go.
Also, it's like, you know, she's going through the phases. You know, before she was like, oh, I hope he catches me listening, because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, hold up. Now she's like, motherfucker.
Bye.
Yeah, you know?
best thing you'll ever lose. Like she's just letting you know where she stands, who she is, what she's created. And you ready to lose all this?
This.
You thought like best thing I never had was like a big F.
Child's play. Mm-hmm. Child's play.
Yeah. This is the grown. This is for grown folks.
Mm-hmm. He's like seconds away from tears when he hears it. Like hears this. Like if he heard everything in sequence, when he heard this, he was like,
I did it. I messed up.
This is my favorite line though. Bad motherfucker. God complex. Motivate your ass. Call me Malcolm X.
I'm snapping for that.
Snap. Yes.
Cheers.
Layers to this. Layers upon layers upon layers. Praise. Next song. Sorry.
I ain't sorry.
We have a new cadence to sorry, I ain't sorry. Because like, sorry. I'm sorry.
Nigga, nah.
Yeah, now you gotta add that.
Yeah.
That's how you say sorry, I ain't sorry. Nigga, nah.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry. It's like jealous times 1,000.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
She like started the conversation before. She's like, I don't think you heard, though. Brought it back up.
Here it is. Mm-hmm. Tell him, boy, bye.
Bye.
It's also like, irreplaceable 2.0 too. It's yes. Like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm not sorry to say I don't need you.
No.
See you later. Mm-hmm.
Call Becky with the good hair.
You can swap me in for whatever hoe you need, but mm-hmm. I am here gonna live my great ass life.
Mm-hmm. Me and my daughter gonna be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And once you read this letter, I'm gonna be far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is my jam. This is it. I mean, Beyond Formation, which is like everyone's anthem. Mm. But I think this might be the anthem.
I like it's so fun, but still like saying what you want to say mm-hmm. when you're kind of angry. So it's like the perfect combination.
It's like the chillest anger you've ever had.
Yeah.
Like
that quiet, silent anger that's actually like the scariest form of anger. Mm-hmm.
That like I've already moved on.
Yeah.
I might even be smiling at you You should be worried.
You dead.
Yeah.
You just dead.
You'll go home and like ponder your existence, mm-hmm. wonder why you're still here on this earth, how I didn't like come for you, but I found my peace and now you'll be destroyed on the inside because I found my peace when you didn't think I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't sorry.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I'm alone, I'm alone. But I swear I had like a 90s feel to me just with the sorry, I'm sorry. Like going in the background, it just felt like one of those old, like, I don't know who, someone's song. Nobody hear me on that?
Unless you've got a reference, I can't help you.
Yeah. It sounded trappy to me.
My brain's clouded by all that is Beyonce. She now owns all styles, so I can't even think of where I originally heard something.
You can't separate the two. She's like cleaved herself to everything and everyone. Everything's just absorbed her. She is the black hole of beauty that has taken upon it all and has reformed it into this new creature.
Everything is her. All my music is her now too. I'll be like listening to him like, this is actually Beyonce.
Just kidding.
Damn it. Beyonce did it. Like she's
this isn't my music. Just kidding.
Yeah, like this shows that she owns the sound of like now.
Mm-hmm.
Of everything. She's like a prism. Everything gets sucked in and shines out through her.
Yeah.
And I like the video too. Like she was I don't even want to say zero effort because like I mean she doesn't have to ever try and she's like on point. But she was like, I don't care. She was the spotlight wasn't even on her for most of the video.
Serena.
You know?
It was a Serena moment and we were here for it.
Yes. All that body.
Listen, let me find out that Serena went through a breakup too. She's like, girl, I got the song for you. Let's meet up.
I was ready for her to sing when we were watching. I was like, is Serena gonna sing on it?
Whoa.
Like, does Serena sing?
Next album.
I would have transcended this earth.
I would have died. I would have just died.
They're both gods in their realms. I can't imagine them switching. Next thing you know, Beyonce's playing tennis. She's been low-key preparing since
childhood. Oh my gosh. No, they stay in their lands hard. That's how you get to be a part of the B universe. You know your spot.
And
you don't get out of orbit.
You know?
All right, let's go. Let's get to the next one. I have every single feeling for this goddamn song. Mm. Like, 6 Inch is my motto for 2016. Yeah. If you are a boss bitch, if you a boss babe, you trying to be a girl boss, this song is for you.
Because you grind Monday to Friday.
From Friday to Sunday.
Work from Friday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's no, the truth.
No, like, it, this is the motivation. This is what she does. If you want to be B, are you trying to be Beyonce? You got to work 7 days a week. She set the standard. She let you know what she had, what you got to do if you want to even be touching her greatness. So I'm not I'm working 7 days a week for a bit because I gotta stay on that grind.
You got to. And right? This song, oh my God, it just flows so well. Like, it's going, like, it goes places, but it happens so smoothly. You know, I got goosebumps that second verse when it kicked in. Boom, I was like, oh, tell me, V, what? What is it?
What do I do?
Tell me.
And Weeknd doesn't even ruin the song.
No, surprisingly.
Like, I'm not a fan. No. And I love this song. So yes. Thank you. Thank you, B, for letting me appreciate him.
Well, you know Beyonce's got that power. She's like, you can be on the song. And, like, she always works it out where it's like, you notice they're there. Like, somewhere in there. But then you forget but that barely, they're there. Yeah.
You know? Kind of like how she did Frank Ocean, where you're like, oh, I forgot he was a part of Superpower.
He was there.
He did that.
He did it.
And I forgot.
He's not there.
Frank, if you were making music, if you were around, you could have been a part of it.
You know?
Yeah.
Wake up from that nap.
Anyway.
This is a song that I'm only loving. I mean, I live for the bridge. And yes. I live for the chorus.
Yes.
Because 6 Inch, I'm going to be just hearing that over and over and over again. When I want to go to bed and not do my work, I'm going to be like, 6 Inch.
And then you're going to get up and get on the computer.
Keep on grinding.
You know, it's like Beyonce's going through this journey. And, you know, of course, we're going through it with her. But you think about, like, her songs, like, so post Crazy in Love, that album.
So B-Day.
Yeah, so let's think about B-Day to B5, Beyonce, okay. That album. And she was going through this phase of, like, coming on every record, like, hard, like a lion. Like, she kind of roared onto everything. I mean, you know, you think anything. Like, even her collabs, like Telephone or, like, what she did with Alicia Keys. She comes on, like, a bat out of hell. Like, I mean business and I want you to know it. And then now what she's doing is kind of like, you already know. I don't even need to come at you like that. I'm going to slow it down for you. I'm going to throw some style on it. I'm going to throw some swag on it real quick.
So much swag.
You know what I mean.
It's just dripping swag.
You know? That's the song.
The beat and the beats. I will say the beats. Because it constantly, I feel like every bridge and every verse and every chorus, it's a new something. You hear a new drum. You hear a new thump thump. You hear a new something. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, this is trap. This is kind of spooky. This is slowed down. This is sped up. Like, what?
She just, it's the roller coaster. Because, like, from the 6 Inch heels and then that, the bridge is just so, there's so much hope inside of the bridge that isn't a part of the other elements of it that you're just like, yes.
You hear the stars in her eyes.
Yes, you hear it. And in her voice,
yes.
Vocally, it's completely gorgeous in the bridge and in that outro.
And and the comeback. Ugh, it breaks your heart.
It broke mine.
I'm done. Mm. Broken.
Oh, so good.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Thank you.
Thank you for being around the weekend to be a part of this.
Okay.
We blessed.
Mm. Next song.
Hi, it's Brittany, and I just want to remind you to join the Power of Broke Book Club and Mastermind. This is a free community where aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners can connect and learn from each other. It is facilitated by me, and by the time you finish the book with me as your guide, you will have more clarity for what your first business should be and have a blueprint on how to start it. To join, go to BrittanyHines.com/powerofbroke. There is also a link in the show notes. But again, to join, just go to BrittanyHines.com/powerofbroke.
Daddy lessons. Daddy says shoot.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is the definition of Texas Bama. It is. It starts with that horn section that is so Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And then she says, yeehaw.
Yeah.
And Texas comes right in and is like, I'm here, bitches, too. Mm-hmm. We're about to play together.
Mm-hmm. It's a marriage. Oh.
As we've said, Beyonce transcends genre. So here she is throwing you some country ass shit. And I'm here for every single yeehaw, every toe tapping, honky tonk feel that you get out of the song.
It is like a perfect country song. If you know, if you're not like familiar with country music, like she's giving us that full story,
which we love.
There is a like this is a from the beginning to the end, because like even like my daddy say shoot changes meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I like it's very like in the beginning it's like shooting for the stars, and then it turns, and then if we talk about your second minute, right, like then it becomes a gun, it goes back to violence, and then it goes back to the stars. Like it's shooting for the moon, it's being the best. Mm-hmm. But then also it's rooted in the complications of gun violence and culture in America in many ways, because it's
kind of
it's talking about defense.
Yeah.
Like and like using that power to have your power, to maintain your power. It's so complicated.
It is complicated.
I think it's also like, I mean, she says, like, my daddy warned me about men like you. So then there's, like, another layer of that, like, country music always has that, like, tie to love and romance and relationships. So, like, my daddy says shoot for the stars, shoot in defense, and shoot you when you play me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm coming for you. My daddy said so.
And it's like, you know that Matthew Knowles did not like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Does not like Jay-Z. I mean, Matthew Knowles is not dead, even though we might think he is, and he might be dead to some people. He's still alive.
He's still there.
Oh.
And I just love, she says, when trouble comes to town and men like me come around. I'm like, so it's like daddy knew, first of all, that daddy was trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the biggest warning. Yeah. When men like me come around, my daddy said, shoot.
I had all the feelings. Like, I have lots of daddy issues, as all women do.
Listen, I got daddy issues for days.
All people do. But, like, I thought about my dad, the type of person that he is, and how I've said that I'd do the same if someone like him came around. So. Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. Like, we're sort of trained, at least, well, so I'll talk from my end. I was trained by my father, sort of, I talk about this a lot, like, a lot of black people are kind of taught to be, like, the best. Like, trained to be, like, take over the world. Mm-hmm. And you're trained to do all the stuff. And then you grow up. And then you're faced with your father in this different way of, like,
yes.
Now you're the problem.
You're the person I shoot.
Yeah, now it's like, I have to take care of you like I would take care of any of these other people in my way. Because right now you're in my way, father. Yes. So, sorry about it.
Yeah, when the my daddy to be, like, taught me to be a tough girl and, like, daddy made me fight, I was like, ooh. And then, like, very much had the similar experience of, like, I mean, my dad and I were just talking about it today of, like, you raised me to be incredibly independent and self-sufficient and, like, be able to do things on my own. And now when I'm at 24, I'm looking at someone trying to take my power away from me, and you are now that person.
Mm-hmm.
You are that trouble that has come to town. You're around. And daddy, no offense, but you told me to shoot.
Shoot.
So... you're there.
It just shows the complexity of father-daughter relationships, where they want you to be able to defend yourself. Yes, don't you want you to fall out of line in the patriarchy?
Yes, every day.
Whew. Thank you. You better win. Country Music Award, you got one. It's not even a part of EGOT. It's not even something that you need to care about, but you got one.
There
you
go. Parentheses, like C.
Okay. All right, let's move to the next. Love Drought. Yes.
That's it.
So this one was co-produced by Beyonce and Mike Dean, who is a collaborator, longtime collaborator with Kanye West. And I definitely hear that sound in this. I've heard it multiple times. It's like on 6 Inch, the boom, boom, boom is like literally from my Dark Twisted Romance. Like, mm-hmm. like I've, it's Hell of a Night. It's right there. Just yes. go listen to it. It's the same bass. But with this, you can also hear Kanye. I thought he produced it, but no, right. he produced it with her, his collaborator.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. It's got such a like low key sort of vibe to me. It's like so chill. Like, I don't even know. It just like it's a blanket that lays over you. That's what the song is to me.
So I felt like this song was like, you know how you go through the stages of grief? Like, this song was like, she's been grieving this whole time. 6 Inch was like, when she was like, nah, I'm not grieving anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like falls back into that, but wait, sort of like denial of like, but you and I could like stop this love drought. You mm-hmm. and I could stop a war. Like, why is this happening? You and I could do all of these things. We could move mountains. Like,
yeah,
just that like stage of grief where she's like, but like look at all this good shit we've got going on. Why is this happening? Why am I going through this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like 6 Inch, it's like I'm going to focus in on everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm going to focus in on my work. I'm going to grind hard. And I'm trying to blind myself mm-hmm. from feeling this. And then she goes into her daddy's lessons. And that kind of brings it all back. Mm-hmm. And now she's calling.
Yeah.
Now she's like, can't we? Yeah. Ooh.
We can make it.
And it's very conversational. Like, it sounds like an actual, well, one part of a conversation. And my favorite part is when she stops and she says, she repeats herself and she says, oh, I already asked that, my bad. And I was like, yo, this song is like a conversation.
It's very colloquial. It's like stuff that we've already, you know, I'm all up in my feelings.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. You know, things that we've all said. I mean, I think I said it earlier in this episode. Like, that's like, you know, basic colloquialisms that are of this time. It's very now in the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And it honestly sounds like when she was in that moment, she just like went in the studio and she's like, this is exact, like almost word vomited this song. Mm-hmm. And she's like, this is exactly what I'm feeling. Like, you and I could move mountains. We could stop love droughts. We could stop wars. And it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of feelings.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah. Next one.
All right, yeah. Sandcastles. Yes. The ballad.
Mm-hmm. It's like looking, this song is just looking at the damage. It is like, look at what done happened.
Yeah.
She emotes so hard. Like, I've never heard her emote this genuinely in a recorded track. Like, you know, in live, yeah, she can emote. But here, like, in a polished, like, the final track, I'm going to show you all of me vocally. Ooh.
No, it's great.
But at the same time, I don't love this song. Like, I don't love it. I like it. It's a good song. It was the part of watching Lemonade that I was sort of like, what's happening next? When is this on? Like, it was the one time where I like looked at what time it was.
Yeah,
things slow down.
I think it's, like I said, one of those love to hate songs. Like, if you end a relationship or something bad happens, you like either really want to hear it
mm-hmm.
or like, please don't play this song around me. I'm about to pour tears forever.
Yeah, I think music is a lot like people in the sense that, you know, you like people for the way they make you feel about yourself or the way you feel around them. And this song, you might feel a little down because of obviously what the song is about. And I think that kind of reflects how I feel about it. I don't know if that's what's making you want to feel that way, but it makes me...
Yeah, you know. Just like the production of it. Like, again, going into how my first introduction to this, watching Lemonade, I was like, oh, you just sitting on the floor playing the piano. You're just letting us know you can play an instrument now, and that's great. But, like, I just didn't, like, it didn't, like, I don't know. I just didn't.
I drew parallels. So, like, you really see the complexity of her relationship with Jay-Z. Because, I mean, we just went from, like, riding a surfboard in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
To smashing dishes on the counter and scratching names out and taking pictures out the frame.
I'm so happy you mentioned it because she was crazy in love. She had her love on top. She was drunk in love. She was just flashing all over the place, and which is great. It's wonderful. But it's also nice that she's like, and also, here's another side of it.
Yeah, it's like the reality of love.
Exactly.
You know, the rest of us are getting insecure. Like, I don't even know if you put my love on top yet. Like,
yeah.
We're only drunk in love.
I mean, it was beautiful to see her and Jay-Z together in this, like, demonstration of black love. And, like, especially in the more simple ways. Because they are definitely a demonstration of black love as in terms of black power and black love. And how black love can turn into black power. But this is, like, black love in its simple, purest. And also relatable to all form, because it's just two humans, bodies, faces. Whether they were like laying with each other in the bed, on the bed, you know, like him being near her feet. I think that was an image that really like sparked, like you only next to someone's feet if you love them.
Mm. Yeah.
I ain't been next to anyone like else's feet but my husband's.
Yeah.
You know? Like that was just real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the tears, there was tears from Jay-Z in that, like you're also seeing a different side of Jay-Z without him saying anything.
Silent.
Don't let Jay-Z speak. He's fine just being a person. Like, he ain't even cute, but I was like, oh yes, Jay-Z, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. No. This is just, I feel like we all mellowed out during our reviews from these last two songs. It, like, definitely knocks you down a peg of, like,
mm-hmm.
You still lit, but you ain't lit.
Yeah,
we're, like, going through it. This is, like, the song that was, like, the negotiation kind of in it, like, a little bit. Like, this combined with the last one, like, negotiations. It's, like, show me your scars and I'll stay. Like, mm-hmm. You know, let's work this out. So, that's never really fun.
Yeah. I like the idea of that, the negotiation of the relationship.
And this ain't never making it on your party mix. You know, if you ain't ready for it, this is gonna probably get a skip.
Remix.
If you're not ready for it when you're listening to the album.
I'ma skip it because I will cry too much.
Yeah.
So this will be like a
every once in a while special occasion.
Ooh, with booze. So much booze.
Or when you're cleaning the house and you're not near your computer and you're like, no, stop.
You're like, all right, I'll mop through it. I'll mop through it.
Try as you mop. You're like, I know it. I should have drank last night.
All right, let's move on.
Freedom.
Yeah. This was for all black people. This is for black Americans.
Yeah.
This was our song.
I thought about, like, how many marches and rallies am I about to go to where I just hear this song blasting from mm-hmm. everyone's phone, everyone's speakers, everyone's car. Like,
all of them.
Every single one of them.
No, it's really great. It's got this, like, the old school vibe, and it sounds so, like, I say live, but when I say live, I mean, like, fire. Like, that's live. Like, that's fire. Mm-hmm. It's so hot. It just, like, it starts and you're just like, the energy, you just got it. Like, it just goes there. And when Kendra comes in and it's like, boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean?
And beautiful poetry for him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and like his verses are always poetry.
Always.
But like, just the use of the countdown mm-hmm. to show this scene of being chased down by the police. 10, 9, 8. It's just like, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. And then it breaks down for you too.
I like the beginning. I don't know why it made me think of James Brown right in the beginning. And then it just goes to like we were talking, it like makes you want to run as well. And you like run physically, run like spiritually and emotionally and mentally, like especially like as Black people, like we're constantly running from ourselves, from each other, from capitalism, from patriarchy, from the whiteness in America, white trying supremacy. To kill everyone, like just constantly. And like this is freedom, and it freedom. You're running. It's like a play like to the Underground Railroad. You're just like constantly on the move and running and hiding and ducking and weaving everything.
Yes. Freedom cut us loose.
Yes. It's exhausting. I feel exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, and we didn't even talk about the interlude into it. It starts with Forward and moves into Freedom. I think Forward is sort of is an afterthought. I mean, I've literally made it an afterthought. So Yeah. But I this is my song. I ran to this album today, and I was in my like dying mode when this song came on, and I'm gonna keep running because a winner don't quit on herself. I'm a winner, so I had to keep on running.
Mm-hmm. I think we should get that on shirts.
Can we get that shirt done now?
You know she's got
the Russian? Yeah.
You know
yeah.
He already has a shirt printed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Let me go to the Beyonce store. Beehive.com. Let me get my shirt.
If I can order that before Sunday,
right.
You will see me sporting that. I will take a pic.
For real.
We'll take a Black Girls Laughing pic in our matching shirts and tag y'all in it.
That's hot.
Yes. I love that song.
I could picture them at the Grammys, like singing it.
Yes.
Down.
And I actually thought a lot about Kendrick Lamar's performance at this year's Grammys, listening to it.
Yeah,
because like I could see what the stage production would be for this song.
Beautiful.
And it's again another full story of the struggles of Black people in America.
Wrong. Wait, right in everybody's face.
Did you know that she has someone in a wheelchair in modeling in her shop? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I haven't been in the shop in a while, I guess. I'm slacking.
All right. We trying to get through these songs. Well, next song. All Night.
All night. So I will not lie and say I feel like this song just gets lost amongst the chaos.
It's a resolution, I feel like. It's like the end. It's like, you know, it's got a positive vibe, but no buts, only ands. Positive vibe, and it's pretty.
Yeah, it ends the narrative of the album before we get to the first single of Formation. Like, it's just like, this is it, and we'll do that, and now we're going to do Formation just to end it off. But, like, let's bring it down to a simmer, because you've been boiling and you were on a full blaze just 2 seconds ago.
Right.
Let's cradle you to the end.
You gotta slow it down for them. It's like, you know, you go to a concert, you bring it all the way down. Don't let them know you're doing anything else. And they're like, I want more. And then you're like,
Formation's the encore.
Okay. Yeah, I feel it when you explain it like that, because I'm just like, almost don't feel satisfied with this ending. So then kind of like a concert, like you do get simmered down, and then Formation comes on, then like you snap your legs together, you got your arms close to your side, and you're ready to march forward and get down with the Beehive.
15-minute version of Formation, I'm sure.
it sounds like an older, like it sounds like a song from a different album. It doesn't sound like this song, like it sounds like Beyonce, but it sounds like four. Beyonce? It sounds like Beyonce 5. It doesn't sound.
I don't even think it sounds like Beyonce 5.
It sounds like 4.
Yeah,
I can see 4.
Especially with that, with the Trump words.
Yeah, it was all into that back.
Like, yeah, and like even with the fact that Andre 3000 and Big Boi are a part of this song, mm-hmm. these are people that were a part of 4 too. Like, she's bringing back some oldies but goodies. Mm-hmm. To close it out.
Yeah.
Giving you that classic B. You can love it. You can chill. And then you're go to formation.
Yeah. You're done running. You can take a break. Mm-hmm. Here's your water.
Yeah.
Here's your back massage.
A little bit of medication for you.
So then you can get up and get it to go and get it together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Hmm.
All night.
And of course, this album, Lemonade, ends with Formation, which we talked a lot about. You can go back to episode 2.
All of them, maybe?
But we talked a lot, but that's when it dropped. Yeah. That's when Slay Like Beyonce, our number one listened episode.
Yes.
If you haven't peeped it, please check it out.
Listen.
We go into detail about Formation.
Yes. So, one episode about one song.
Yeah. Because it just, because she snuck up on us. Mm-hmm. She was like, sneak, sneak, sneak. Like, she gave us warning this time, but that was like the surprise and tomorrow and then this and then that. And you're like, oh shit, I'm confused.
It's like, here's the song. Didn't see it coming. By the way, I'm performing it at the Super Bowl. So then you're going to be like, extra what?
That's why I'm in a constant state of fear. That's what I'm saying.
And then she said, do you have $300? And I said, I don't. I'm sorry. No. I'm really upset. I didn't listen last time and I wasn't ready. You told me to be ready and I wasn't. And I failed you. But because of 6 Inch, I will be ready next time.
Well, speaking of that, by the way, Beyonce's solo career, the first words she ever uttered were, you ready?
True.
She asked you that from the gate. You ready?
And we weren't.
We weren't.
Mm-mm. I mean, I still might buy tickets on resale, but
13 years later, we still
not. I'm gonna need a windfall for real before that happens. Can I get a second tax return this month? This year? Can that happen?
I'm having the great debate of, do I move again or not? And if I don't move, Mama had a savings for moving. I'm going to see Beyonce.
There you go.
Happy 25th birthday.
I got a savings for quitting my job that I can't tap into. So
y'all don't know. I'm just calling into the radio. I'm gonna win them tickets. Yeah. Call number 9.
No, we gotta make some friends.
For real.
Is someone wanting to sponsor us to go?
We'll wear
your t-shirt.
We'll record live. Record live the show.
But yeah. Well, anyways, thank you guys for joining us on this listening party. Yay. We had our bubbly. We got a little lit. I know I did. I started to feel that bubbly in the middle. It was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for Lemonade.
Yes.
And thank you, B and Sebastian. And I mean B in the room, not my heavenly goddess. B in the room and Sebastian. Thank you so much.
If only I could ever be an iota of God herself.
Oh my gosh. When's the day that we can be 3 Bs in a room with Beyonce?
Stop. The day I transcend my body and spirit and soul.
Well, I'm when start you going in by Philly, come see us, fashion, Beyonce.
So you can be me too. Great.
I had a vision during listening to Lemonade that I was her buddy. And like, so she's gonna be on this show.
Well, I have a recurring dream that we're friends, so.
My mom has a recurring dream where she's always braiding her hair. And then Jay-Z comes in and it's like, hey, Nicole, can you help me with this like business venture I'm talking about? And she's like giving him advice while braiding Beyonce's hair.
Can I sell her ice cream?
That needs to happen. And I think that can happen.
That's possible.
And I'm like playing with Blue Ivy in the other room.
Mm-hmm. My soul.
That's where I am in this.
Yeah.
So for this very special episode, we're doing a combined giggle, cackle, roar, slash throwback jam of the week, of the month, of the year, of your life. Because we lost the greatest, an icon, Prince, this week. Before we were blessed, we had to lose our arm.
You want to gain something, you got to lose something.
Right?
For real. That's the most poetic experience. I just realized we experienced that this week.
Yeah, we did. But at the same damn time, I don't think he's dead. But anyway.
That's another conversation
for a whole other episode.
Tidal made too much money this weekend for him to really be dead. Well, too convenient.
Anywho, before we get in trouble.
So for our giggle cackle roar, we're just going to go around and talk about our favorite Prince songs. Brittany, take it away.
So my favorite Prince song would be probably the first one that when I was younger could like sing the words to and like knew what it was, even though it probably meant something else. And it goes by Little Red Corvette, cha, cha, cha. So I actually went to the bar Friday and ensured that that song and only Prince played, because somehow at the bar that I went to,
people
they
were confused.
They were playing something other than Prince, which was crazy because any restaurant, any coffee shop I went to this week only played Prince.
Any boombox you passed by.
Played on. Only Prince. Any car, anyone playing music only played Prince this week. So how I went to this bar and they were playing anything other than Prince.
Some chick wanted to hear Taylor Swift and you were like, no, end
and
it.
So my roommate and I went and we played Raspberry Beret, Little Red Corvette, and then someone finally got the hint because after that only Prince started playing. And I was like, thank you. This is how it should be. Please come correct. So my pick, and always will be my pick, is Little Red Corvette.
Let him know. Let him know. So, no, my pick is Let's Go Crazy. I don't know if y'all remember that one, but it was like, it was, I think, the first one that I saw a performance of, like Prince perform, not live. when I saw it, I was so amazed. And like, as a young person, especially young male, seeing someone who's like identified, or others are identifying him as, you know, a man. I'm not sure what he actually identified as. Just kind of bending all the like expectation, and of course childhood, that's when those expectations are being placed on you. You're learning them then. So seeing someone who kind of defies that was just probably the most exciting thing. I mean, really the image of Prince is what really lasts. Of course his music is amazing, like, but when I think of like who Prince was in the face of like everybody, I remember my dad accepting the fact that like, yeah, Prince wears heels, like that's just a thing, that's what he does. I'm just like, it's okay for him to do that sort of thing, but if I like have my hand on my hip, it's like, you know?
He set the standard that you can be gender fluid as you want to be and be respected by the hardest of men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves Prince.
Yeah, no, that is indeed the lesson that I learned. and I appreciate him.
So my jam is his like first single, because like I really wanted to go with Little Red Corvette, because like that was when I was 18. My grandfather took me to see Prince, and it was amazing. And Little Red Corvette was like my favorite song at that time. It was on a bunch of my like mix tapes, actual tapes, and my Taurus. Like it was featured many a time. But I Want to Be Your Lover.
Yes.
Like, get your life in the club when that comes on. I've been to many a Madonna, Michael Jackson, Prince night at the Barberry here in Philadelphia. And like my whole life changes when that song comes on. It's just like, yes. All right. The party's really here. We're really getting going. Everything else was just a warm up. The party starts. It's so good. And when you think about the fact that he was 17. 17?
Mm-hmm.
it also it puts in perspective that he's the true icon, and like Beyonce, you did great this week, and I love Lemonade, but like he's forever. Yeah, and like you definitely have a ways to go, because at 17 he was doing I got title this week because of Lemonade. Today I got title, and so I was like, okay, I listened to Lemonade twice. I was like, let me get it. I can't listen to it again right now. So I started my morning journey of going through the discography of Prince. And I started with Prince. And that album, he is a multi-genre album. He goes from the like rock and roll to funk, to psychedelic, to R&B, to groove. All of it is just wrapped into one. And you're like, what? This child made this? The beginning of a legend.
Yeah.
Very much so. And very underrated for his, I feel like for his talent musically, as in terms of the guitar or any mm-hmm. other instrument. Just like, I hear conversations about like, the best guitarist of like our generation or generations before us. And he is like constantly and consistently underrepresented. But like, look at what he's done. Look at who he's wrote songs for. Look at who has pulled him on to their tours just to play the guitar, or even just to play the guitar and suddenly they're a part of their set. Like,
I think he's underappreciated maybe by like civilians. I think the music
industry.
Oh, knows.
You know, yes, that's, he's of like course. A topic of conversation.
Because like we've already seen so many people that you wouldn't think about loving Prince doing their tributes, like Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wow.
And like Adam Levine, and like okay, so like, you know, traditionally white artists like that are strong guitarists and musicians in that way that are like, hey, I have to show you guys the love. I have to show this man that meant so much to me, that's established a sound that I had to incorporate. Prince.
Respect.
Yes. And I love the conversation he has forced upon people that maybe have avoided it, on the idea of what a black man should be and how you can't love Prince and reject queer identifying individuals. Like, he refused to live in the binary of gender, of sexuality, of anything, and just existed as his own being. And it was beautiful. And like we said, even the hardest of men, even the most conservative of men, loved Prince. You just loved every inch, every part of him. And it's sad that his passing has to be the starting point for this conversation, especially a lot in the black community. And I'm glad that it's elevating conversations that have already been had. And it's beautiful. And I'm glad more people that maybe have not been talking about it are talking about it now.
And I'm excited to see what things we end up learning about Prince in the next couple of weeks. I've learned so much already.
Seriously.
That he has been a force in the community. That there was this this video that I watched of CNN of this this guy, I don't remember his name, and I my apologies for not being properly prepared, but talking about this guy that used to work in the White House, and then Prince was like, you got fired, and Prince and like Al Gore were the first people to call this man. And please, thank you for looking it up, Brittany. It is amazing what he's done, and that he's done it, that he's used his music to be the cover for really strong humanitarian work.
Van Jones,
yes. So this is we lost a patron saint.
Yeah.
Like we lost someone that cared for the world in more ways than we really understand.
Yes, a wonderful human being.
I think we'll all be mourning, as you can tell from the silence on our end, mourning this loss forever.
I mean, it screwed up my Thursday. I know I was That news dropped, nothing else happened. I mean, at my office, we just sat in the kitchen and talked and ate food.
All right, guys. Sorry for the very sobering ending for this episode, but I mean, we took you to highs and we were lit together, and we have to pay our respects with the sobering tribute and conversation and talking about our love for one of the greats, a giant of that transcended music and transcended everything.
Humanity.
Honestly. So thanks for listening. You can catch us on the internet, on Twitter and Instagram at Black Girls Laughin', at BLK Girls Laughin' with no G. Online, our website, blackgirlslaughing.com, and shoot us an email at blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com.
So next week, we're going to take a break.
Yeah. We're running a 10-miler, the Broad Street Run, one of the biggest runs in the United States, apparently.
It's the fastest and the largest 10-mile run in the U.S.
So we'll be doing that, and we will be far too tired to record anything and hopefully drinking far too many celebratory drinks to record. So we'll miss you guys.
But we'll be back. Actually, and before we head out, I promised someone that I would say this. So I got a little correction on episode 7, actually. If you remember, Rashonda was talking about this white Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity member that was getting very live on the internet for him doing a dance and being a line dancer.
Yes.
So first she corrected us because apparently we made a mistake and we slipped and it's called Kappa Alpha Psi Delta Sigma Theta. Huge problem. We're wrong on that. Thank you for catching those problems, and please, again, we enjoy to know what's what. So she gave us a little, so this woman, something pearly girl or on Twitter sent me a message, and she said, what was really happening, for the dance that we were seeing is actually a shoulder shimmy move, which is a signature Kappa move. And those who can do it really well, the shimmy, they are actually given lots of props for it. He's definitely not the first white Kappa member internationally at all, and he certainly will not be the last. But there are some white Kappas who are experts at using the cane, spinning it, and they haven't gotten the shine that he has. There's lots of people that have been better than this gentleman. I don't remember his name. We don't need to know his name, but we do need to know that was the shimmy that this is in, that is a dance that is of that fraternity and has a history. But she does, and she's for real on the fact that, you know, white people definitely do get the shine for doing black things.
Yeah, per usual. No. And thank you for sending us that message. Mm-hmm. I know we're doing a lot of work to make sure that everything we say is factually correct.
But and it's not going to always happen, because like we're doing this quickly, and you know, we're talking, we're being live, and but we the appreciate. Wrong. Yeah, sometimes facts be wrong. It facts happens. Facts. Facts be lies. So thank you so much for that correction, and please email us at blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com. If you have any other comments, questions, if we follow each other, slide up in our DMs. we wanna have a conversation with you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sebastian, for joining us today.
Yes. Yay.
It's great to have you back on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And also thank you, Jordan. Jordan's gonna make this show come out fast.
MVP.
And we love him.
Thanks, guys.
Yay. See you next week.